Carcerum will begin in a moment. This is Carcerum.
And I'm telling you, Kevin is fine.
Where's Kevin?
Whoa,
hey, girl. Whoa. Where's Kevin? Where is he, girl? Oh, she still has her saddle. Maybe she can lead me to him.
Wait! You can't just leave.
I have to find Kevin. I'll come back as soon as I do. Yeah!
I dare you!
Yeah!
I won't wait!
If luck and chance have ears, please let me find him. Spirit, are you sure this is right? It seems too overgrown. Oh, you couldn't have ridden this way yesterday. No! That's blood. It's blood. But it could be anyone's, right? Blood. What is that? Spirit. Is that Kevin's shirt? It is Kevin's shirt. But this can't be Kevin's. This can't be. He'd freeze without it. Kevin! Kevin, where are you? Kevin! Karis! Oh! Kevin! Mosa?
Aura!
You need to come with us. It's not safe.
No! I need to find Kevin! And Karis! Kevin! Kevin!
Keep your voice down!
I found Kevin's shirt! And that grave! But it can't be him! Right! Right!
Aura, you shouldn't be here. It's dangerous. Come with us.
If a corrupted is here, then it might find Kevin. But if I draw it to us, then we can kill it, and he'll be safe.
I've already...
Kevin! Stay where you are! We'll find you after...
For light's sake, get the horse!
We'll find you... Whoa, girl, whoa!
Shush. Quiet the howl.
What are you doing? We need to get ready. What did you do to Spirit? Come on.
Aura, look at me.
Spirit, what? What did you...
Sorry, Aura, but bravery isn't always the right answer. Bring her horse! Ride! Yeah!
You're kidding! Why would they think you could make it rain? I mean, you must have looked disgusting.
Oh, I did. 5 days running in the forest with a bloody massacre before that. Plus, no rain meant no water. I looked a fright and smelled even worse. And by the time I came stomping out into that village, I must have looked like the dead come to life. But turns out these villagers all worship some blood totem looking fella. And wouldn't you know it, I was the spitting image. Oh, and of course it starts pouring rain just as soon as I arrived. Ah, poor sods were sold.
What did they do?
Anything I asked. I was the baron of that village for 3 solid days. I had anything and everything. Food, drink, a house, women, men. Whatever I wanted, they gave me.
Yeah. Tell them why it was only 3 days.
Oh, you just gotta kill all the fun, don't you?
Why? What happened?
Well, it didn't stop raining, so things started to flood. And when I couldn't make it stop, they became suspicious. And then it got worse. See, I'd been on the run because I'd stabbed some fat fellow in Ashmark during a robbery. Damn porker screamed like a banshee, and I only narrowly escaped the magistrate. So, now there I am, all these people angry at their newfound totem that brings the rain but can't stop it, when who should show up? But the bloody magistrate from Ashmark! Well, it turns out the fine folks in Ashmark needed rain too, and had sent the magistrate to bring the rainmaker. Well, he brought me back all right. In irons!
I'm guessing Vorloff didn't approve.
This was before Vorloff found me, before I was a vigil.
Where did Vorloff find you?
Doesn't matter.
Come on, Al, you love talking about it.
Shut up!
Hey, no need to get testy. The point is he did find you, and me, and now we're on the straight and narrow. See? Both hands. Never been punished, and I don't...
Enough. There's a traveler up ahead.
Oi, is he... singing?
Hey, you there!
And we walk and walk and walk and walk and we walk, walk, walk. And hey to you there!
Fine day, is it not?
Indeed. A fine day to discuss how fine a day it is.
Beg your pardon?
Sorry, friend. I've never cared much for idle conversation.
I've never cared much for rudeness.
Really? You could have fooled me.
Oh, you have some
nerve. I'm sorry, friend. Let us start again. Perhaps we can offer some food or water to a fellow traveler.
Water, if you have it, would be a welcome offering.
Anne?
You are most kind. I'll remember that.
Oh, joy. Vorloff, do you hear that?
A wisp.
A what?
Thank you. Here, catch.
No, please. You keep it. Traveling is thirsty business.
Thank you, my friend. But to be honest, I'm glad you came along. I hadn't seen a soul all morning.
All morning, eh? And you're out here by yourself?
Well, for the moment, it seems.
Dangerous to travel alone, wouldn't you say?
Never know when you might come across predators.
I'm not worried.
What's that sound?
Oh, nothing. It's just a pest I keep with me for company.
Where'd you find it?
I traded for it at the last village.
And what village was that?
My, you are a curious bunch.
We love to learn.
You said you aren't worried about danger. Why aren't you worried?
I suppose you look like a trustworthy bunch. I can trust you, right?
Of course. Do tell.
I am the chosen one.
Oh, lucky us, running into the chosen one in the middle of nowhere. What are the odds?
Oh, I never thought I'd actually meet someone delusional enough to say they're the chosen one. My friends are never going to believe this.
Delusional? I'm as sure that I'm the chosen one as your friends are sure that you need a bath.
Hey!
Aye, the fuller needs a bath. But it'd take more than soap and water to fix whatever's wrong with you.
Should we make a bet? If I could prove I'm the chosen one, then what would you give me?
The better question is, what would you be willing to lose?
Please, let's make a wager. Oh, I want to see this.
And how exactly could you prove you're the chosen one?
I have 2 prophecies with me.
Not one, but 2 prophecies with this one.
Some of the requirements do need things you'd have to take my word for. Well,
unless you can make a lucus naturae appear or can see into the past. But I can prove anything that doesn't require a special object or a creature.
Of course you won't be able to prove whatever's inconvenient. Make the bet.
How did you get two prophecies?
He probably wrote them.
Maybe it's better if we don't place a bet. I don't want to take advantage of you.
Take advantage of us?
These prophecies, they don't happen to have a line about the Chosen One using magic, do they?
I'm afraid you'd have to make that bet to find out.
I'll make you a wager.
5 gold pieces to see your proof.
No, I don't want your gold.
What do you mean, no?
If I win, I want to ride a horse all the way to the next town.
All right. Seems fair. If you can prove it, then you can ride Linus's horse to the next town.
Deal.
Wait, what?
Shut up.
But I get to choose the test. And if you lose...
Oh, I won't lose. So, what's the test?
Let me see one of these prophecies.
You can read?
Yes, I can read. Does that change things?
Not at all. Here's one.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, but not what I'm looking for. Show me the other scroll.
If being able to move nature and scorning nature in the form of a lucus naturae isn't what you're looking for, then what...
I'm looking for things you can prove, friend. Not ambiguous lines. Give me the other scroll.
Fine. Here.
Magic moves. Now, that's what I'm looking for. You can prove it, right?
I shudder to imagine you're only boasting.
And we never did settle on what you'd lose if you was lying, did we?
But you wouldn't lie to us, would you?
How could the Chosen One be a liar?
Go on, then.
I'll do you one better. I'll prove one from each scroll. We'll draw fire alone. If I create fire without wood or flint, that would be magic, wouldn't you say?
Ha, not possible.
Seems like we would accept that.
This glass jar is empty, save for the insect inside, correct?
What is that? Some kind of red firefly?
And where did you get that one?
I already told you, the last town.
I see.
And this bit of dried rabbit is neither wood nor flint, correct? And what do you know? When the insect is angry and comes in contact with the flesh, you get fire. Nasty little pests.
That's cheating!
Did you really expect me to shoot magic out of my fingers? I don't have that type of power, and besides, what kind of fool would use magic to impress a pack of vigils? No, all the prophecy says is that the Chosen One can make fire alone. And that's magic.
You win. So, Chosen One, looks like you'll be joining us on the road.
Indeed. And I'll be grateful for that horse. My feet could use a rest. Smelly, could you bring your... I'm sorry. My horse around?
Sure. I'll give you your horse.
Tell me,
Istin.
Tell me, Istin, did you say something about a lucus naturae? Perhaps you could regale us with a story.
Ah, yes, it is a fascinating tale, but first, a bit of traveling music. Oh, we'll walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. And we'll walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. And we'll walk and...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This had to be done.
Oh, Aura, you're awake!
Kevin! Oh, Kevin. What happened? I saw so much blood and your shirt and a grave and... Wait. No. Where's Karis?
He's fine. He's just getting some food for you. Formosa told us the dream dust would wear off soon.
Why didn't Formosa just tell me she knew where you were?
Well, I heard it Corrupted was close by and you wouldn't stop shouting my name. Thank you for caring.
Of course I care.
Well, we need to make a pact, a don't die agreement or something.
I'll promise that we won't die.
And the punishment for breaking the oath, death.
Deal. So what happened to you?
Karis caught up to me and then a Corrupted attacked. Oh, it was awful. It killed his horse and scared Spirit off. Karis and I were somehow able to hide in a cave. The grave was for his horse. Well, Formosa found us at dawn and brought us to the Terra. And I told her that you'd be searching for us, so she promised to try to find you.
Aura!
Oh, don't drop our line! Oh, okay, got it. Oh, Apple.
Good to see you.
You too.
Where's Istin?
Spirit came back alone, and I needed her to lead me to where you were as fast as possible, so I had to leave him behind.
Wow. This apple just got a lot sweeter.
I'm sorry, Karis. We'll go back and we'll find him.
No. We'll go where he goes.
Wait. You know where he's going? Then we'll head there and reunite with Istin.
Ugh. Now I have a bitter taste in my mouth.
But you'll go because you're good.
Oh, to come this far just to die by being crushed by a hug.
It's great to see you two getting along so well.
Yeah, it's great.
Karis, we fixed your bow.
Maybe I should come back.
Thank you for bringing me to Kevin and Karis. Oh, you have no idea how relieved I am that they're okay.
Oh, I'm sure. But once Kevin learned how many Lucis Notori we were tracking in this area, he refused to stop whining until I agreed to look for you. He was convinced you wouldn't stop searching until you were killed or you found him. Though, I suppose he was right to be worried.
You know, people really gotta stop underestimating me.
Formosa, I'm grateful that you helped us. But next time, explain yourself before blowing that sleeping dust or whatever it is into my face.
Would you have listened?
Probably.
I'm fine. Really, don't get up.
Oh, where's Agilmar? And how's Reginald? How's he recovering? He didn't...
Reginald's alive, but barely. Though he's better off than most. After you left, we were able to subdue the Lucis Notori. But those escaping? The non-fighters? My father? There was an ambush. People waiting for us in the trees. It was all planned. Some say there were 10. Some say 100, attacking the unarmed ones until they ran back to camp. They didn't follow, and we found out why. The next day, there was another Notori attack, and there were many of them. Few of us survived.
I'm so sorry.
It was the Vigils.
What? What do you mean?
They found one of our traps and realized where we were. They must have hired hunters to capture several Lucis Notori and then released them all next to our camp. Punishment. For not cooperating. The Corrupted killed almost everyone. Our elders. The children.
That's horrifying.
Those of us who survived were taken in by this group of Terra. But I can't stand it. They're nice enough. But they're not my family. And I can't just sit around here licking my wounds. What's left of my tribe seems content to hide here, but I can't. I can't just wait here for death to find us.
You could come with us.
What?
You could come with us. We're on a quest to help the Chosen One. I don't know how or when, but I promise I'm not going to stop until we do.
All of you?
Well, I won't make any promises about not stopping, but I remember how well you fight. You'd be more than welcome to join us.
You fight? Join us.
Do you really think we'll be able to find the Chosen One?
Nope.
I don't know. But I'm going to try.
Then I'll try too.
Good.
I'll gather my things and meet you at dawn.
Oh, I can help.
That seems awfully early.
Oh, I'll wake you. Don't worry.
Now I'm even more worried.
Hey, stop hogging the food. After we eat, we train.
Oh.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Hello! Oh, we were wondering if you were all going to keep gawking or come over and say hello. Well, I'm Sarah, and this is my wife, Elika. And this is our son, Thoman. He's six.
Six and a half.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.